So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught Kisvei HaKodesh Yiganzu. The Svarim in the Eirani Da'achas must be buried. The Gemara cites a brayse in which Rabbi Eliezer disagrees and says, Kol ish ish b'filo mezuzah achas, ein anasas Eirani Da'achas. If the city had even one mezuzah and certainly Kisvei HaKodesh, it does not become an Eirani Da'achas because the Pasuk requires, b'saravta b'esh ha-seir b'skol shalol l'kol. Everything in the Eirani Da'achas must be burned, and the mezuzah may not be burned because the Pasuk states, v'vad temesh shemam v'goymer lo'isas again l'ashem l'keichem. The Mishnah continues with the pasuk Kala Lashem Lekecha, Amr B'Shimon, Amr Kodesh Bochu. Im Atem Oisin Din Be'er Nidachas, Male Ani Aleichem Kilim Atem Malam Oilo Kol Lofonai. Shem says that if the Yidden punish the Eir Nidachas as prescribed, it is considered like they brought a carbon oilo on the Mizbeach. The pasuk continues, V'hoisa Tel Oilam Loisivana Oid. The city must remain barren and may not be rebuilt. The Mishnah cites a machlekes Rabbi Yisak Lili says, Loisasa Ginus to Pardesim. One may not even plant gardens and orchards in the Eir Nidachas. While Rabbi Kiva holds Lisivna Oid, the Kamosha Haisa in the Nimnas. Abul Nasis, he ginis the Pardesim. One may only not rebuild the Eir Nidachas as a city with houses, but one may plant gardens and orchards. The Gemara initially assumes that they disagree in the halacha of Reb Avin number below, who says, Kamakim Shatamaitzi Klal Basay, Uprat Beloisa Say, Ain Don and Oisi Beklal Prat. If a klal, a general word, was written in the Mitzvah Say, while the prat, a detail of that word, was written in the mitzvah lois asay, they do not combine to form a klal of prat, in which the prat minimizes the klal. Such as in this pasuk, first there's a klal in the mitzvah asay of v'haisa tel oilam, which implies that they may not make any improvements to their nidachas. And then there is a prat in the mitzvah lois asay of leisiv na'id, which implies that they only may not build houses, but they may make other improvements to their nidachas. Rabbi Yisak Lili holds Lei Sasiginis of Bardesim because he holds like Rebbe Avin, and since the Prat does not minimize the Klal, therefore Lei Sivna Eid is understood as Kol Binyon and Sheba Eil Mafil Leginis of Bardesim. One may not build anything in the Eirani Da'achas, even gardens and orchards. While Rabbi Kiva holds Abul Nasis Higinis of Bardesim because he disagrees with Rebbe Avin, and since the Prat does minimize the Klal, therefore Vahaisa Tel Eilim refers only to houses but not to gardens and orchards. The Gemara says that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps all agree with Rebbe Avin and there is no Klal of Prat, and they disagree in the understanding of the word oid in the pasuk Lisivna oid. Basically, holds oid legami mashma. The word oid implies that the Eir Nidachas may not be rebuilt at all. While Rabbi Kiva holds oid lekamasha haisa. The word oid implies that the Eir Nidachas may not be rebuilt to its former status as a city, but it may be planted with ginis or badesim. The Gemara cites a brisa. Tarnabon hoyba ilonis tulushin asurin mechubarim mutarin. If when the city became an Eir Nidachas, the trees were already uprooted from the ground, they become forbidden. But if the trees were still rooted in the ground, they're permitted because, as Rashi explains, the pasuk states, Tikbits b'sarafta, the items must be collected and burnt. Therefore, Misha in the Mechose l'kevitza b'sreifa yotzezeh, Mechose t'lisha b'kevitza b'sreifa. Only items that can be collected and burnt, but not trees that must first be chopped down and then collected. However, shalir acheres bein t'lushin bein mechubarin asurin. Regarding the city of Yerichai, all the trees, even those that were still rooted, became forbidden because the pasuk there states, "V'hoisa ir cherem hi v'chol asher ba." The words "v'chol asher ba" include even mechubarim. And the Gemara elaborates, Yeshua ben Nun ordered the Yidden to destroy the city of Yerichai, and then Yeshua swore as follows, "Aru ha'ish lefnei Hashem asher yakum ubanes ir hazoises Yerichai, bevchayri yisadeno ubitzira yatzav delasahal." One who rebuilds the city of Yerichai shall be cursed that his oldest son shall die when he starts, and his youngest son shall die when he finishes. Tanya lo Yerichai al shem Eir Acheres, v'lo Eir Acheres al shem Yerichai. Yeshua's curse was twofold. One may not rebuild Yerichai even if he gives it a new name, and one may not build another city and name it Yerichai. And the Gemara relates, Banachil beis ha'elias Yerichai, ba'aviram b'chayra yasta, uv'skub tziroi heitzab delasa. Chil built a city and called it Yerichai, and all his children died from his oldest son Aviram to his youngest son Skuv. When the king Achav heard this, he said to Eliyahu Navi, Hashtel Lavatza de Moshe like Kamakaima, Lavatza de Yeshua Tamida Makaima? Why is it that Moshe Bain is cursed regarding the way the Zohar was not fulfilled, and his student Yeshua's curse regarding Yerichai was fulfilled? As Gemara explains, Moshe Bain had told the Yidden, Vesartim Bavatim Malakim Acherim, Bachara Afashem Bachem Boatzas Hashemaim Boleyia Motar. If the Yidden will worship the way the Zohar, there will be no rain. And Vahu Gavro Oikim Leabitikicham Makol Telem Telem Le Shavik Le Mitra de Mazel Miskad Le. Although Achav placed idols on every mound of Eretz Yisrael, the rain poured endlessly until the roads were covered in mud, which prevented the Yidden from traveling to their idols. When Eliyahu Nabi heard this, he said to Achav, Chai Hashem Elikei Yisrael Hashemati Lefanov, Im Yi Hashon Me'ilu Talo Mater, Im Loi Lefi Devari. He swore that Hashem will not bring any rain. And Bayirach Mi Vahovu Le'aklida Dimitra Bekom Ba'azel. He davened to Hashem, and he was handed the key for rain, and as a result, there was a severe drought. When Hashem saw the suffering due to the lack of rain, he caused Eliyahu to ask for the key for Tchisa Mesim, for which he was forced to return the key of rain, because Sholesh Mavteches Lo Nimsu L'Shliach, Shalchaya, V'Shal Gishamim, V'Shal Tchisa Mesim. There are only three keys that remain in Hashem's possession, that are not given to an agent. The keys of childbirth, rain, and Tchisa Mesim. And if Eliyahu was to possess two of these keys, Yom Ushtayim B'Yad Talmud V'Achas B'Yad Harav, therefore Eliyahu exchanged the key of Gishamim for the key of Tchisa Mesim, and thus Hashem brought rain upon the world. The Mishnah concludes with the following pasuk: "V'liyidbak miyadcha ma'umah menachem, shakozman shereshom ba'olam, charein af ba'olam." As long as there are wicked people, there is anger in this world. Of the reshom in the olam, nistalik charein af min olam. When the wicked people die, the anger is removed from this world. The Brisa adds, however, regarding a tzaddik, the righteous, the opposite is true. Tzaddik nifatim min olam, rabba olam. When the tzaddik dies, evil comes upon the world. As the pasuk states, "Hatzaddik aved ve'ein ish tamalev ki b'pnei hara nesav tzaddik." Tzadik bala olam, taiva bala olam. When the tzadik is born, goodness comes to the world, as the pasuk regarding the birth of Noach states, "Ze yinachamenu mimaseinu ma'itzvan yedenu." Hanloch kol Yisrael yeshlem chelik v'slikla mesechta Sanhedrin. Rav Bokshim completed the 11th parak and mesechta Sanhedrin, and will begin mesechta Makis in the next year be'ezus Hashem.